A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Then the Jews began to argue with one another. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? They said. Jesus replied, I tell you most solemnly, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. The one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in them. As I, who am sent by the living Father, myself draw life from the Father, so whoever eats me will draw life from me. This is the bread come down from heaven, not like the bread our ancestors ate. They are dead. But anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. The other morning, as I opened the curtains in our community room, I heard myself exclaiming, wow! The sky was a mass of colour, red, bronze, gold, soft pink. You get the picture. Now, I can only share this with you if you have experienced a similar beauty and tried to explain it. When we are trying to explain mystery, we soon realize that those listening may not quite be on our wavelength. Somehow beauty and goodness are beyond explanation. Many experiences are simply mystery, to which we can only respond with an open heart, in wonder and awe. In today's gospel, when the Jews are arguing among themselves how Jesus can give his flesh as food to be eaten, Jesus does not try to explain. No, not even he can explain such a mystery. So he calls on their faith. Our faith, our willingness to believe, to go deeper into mystery. Hear his words. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood live in me, and I live in them. We know that it is true of ordinary food, but what we eat we assimilate into our own being. And here Jesus is telling us that we become one flesh with him. What a mystery. And what a grace when we can lean into this mystery and surrender to it as we live by faith. I remember last Easter when I was telling my great nephew, aged about 7, the story of Jesus, and at the same time showing him pictures of the death and resurrection. I too was taken deeper into this mystery through his faith. I could see he was trying to put it all together. When he asked me, what to him was an obvious question, is Jesus magic? Silence on my part and his. However, later, when I heard him telling the story to his siblings, he ended with the comment, and it's true, because Auntie Judith said so. That was enough for him. He didn't need to understand. I thought, how often I need to say to myself, and it's true, because Jesus said so. The words Jesus speaks to us are spirit, and they are life. Jesus reminds us that as he draws life from his relationship with his Father, so we shall draw life from our relationship with him. As I, who am sent by the living Father, myself draw life from the Father, So whoever eats me will draw life from me. We know that in our world today, everything must make sense, be rational, be able to be explained. Well, this is all good, provided we can also accept that so much in life is beyond our understanding. During this Easter season, we witness to the mystery that Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. This must surely be the greatest mystery. Jesus, I believe, help my unbelief. What must we do if we are to do the works of God? And Jesus replies, this is working for God. You must believe in the one he has sent. Amen. Hallelujah.